Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've spent my entire life in Michigan, practiced law here for 31 years, and I often talk about how much I love the state of Michigan, and I have to admit right now, I'm embarrassed and ashamed of the state of Michigan. I talk about civil asset forfeiture quite a bit on this channel, and a couple years ago, Michigan was one of the states that actually set in place a few rules to make civil asset forfeiture a little more reasonable. And for some odd reason, the politicians in Lansing got together in an almost unanimous fashion and decided to carve out a loophole for the exceptions they had created for civil asset forfeiture. So those exceptions no longer apply to airports. I saw the headlines and actually thought, what? So civil asset forfeiture was dialed back in the entire state except at airports. And I read a whole bunch of articles on this, and all the talking points were, we've got to do this to fight crime. We've got to do this to fight. And it kept talking about stuff as if airports are like dens of iniquity. And of course, what they're really doing is targeting people because many people travel with cash. And traveling with cash domestically is not illegal. And it's not even illegal to travel with cash leaving the country. You just have to declare it or bring it into the country. But to simply have cash on you is not against the law. If you pass through an airport in Michigan right now with cash on you of any amount that's out of the ordinary, there's a good chance they'll stop you, question you, and take it from you. And because of the airport exception, they're good to go. So I don't know what they were thinking. I have no idea. But it was what they call bipartisan support. Everybody supported this idea that we should just start cracking down on travelers at airports with cash. So I'm going to read you the story from Forbes.com, but it's everywhere. If you type in right now, Michigan asset airport, you'll find a million articles. New Michigan law lets cops seize cash at airports. No crime required. Nick Sibilla wrote this. He writes a lot of great stuff about civil asset forfeiture. Although summer travel is heating up, and by the way, the airports have been a mess, but anyone traveling with cash may want to think twice about flying into or out of Michigan. Late last month, the governor signed two bills that expand civil forfeiture at airports, making it much easier for law enforcement to seize and keep cash. Oh, and by the way, other valuables from travelers. So if you're traveling with anything of value, they can say, well, we think that somehow is also evidence of some sort of crime, past, present, or future. Allowing authorities to take air travelers' cash without a criminal conviction simply because they have a large sum of money is a blatant violation of their rights, says Institute for Justice senior attorney Dan Elbin, who co-leads the Institute for Justice's national initiative to end forfeiture abuse. This will lead to innocent people losing their money and is a massive step in the wrong direction by Michigan lawmakers. Now, Michigan and 36 other states had reformed their forfeiture laws in the last decade, with Michigan one of just a handful of states that have now backtracked and the only state to carve out a loophole for airports. It's just crazy. Less than 3 years ago, Michigan reformed its civil forfeiture laws by approving a criminal conviction provision. So there had to be a criminal conviction. Now, that bill was bipartisan, passed with only 3 votes against it, and though well-intentioned, the conviction provision only applied to cases where the owner fought back in court, which, of course, is a costly and lengthy process, and if the property was worth under $50,000, all kinds of other stuff. And by the way, if someone was carrying someone else's money, that was also a weird problem. Otherwise, people could still lose their property as civil forfeiture without being convicted of a crime. So even after the reforms, Michigan only received a D- for its civil forfeiture laws, according to a report by the Institute for Justice, who grades states by how they do on this. But those modest protections were apparently too much for Michigan lawmakers. The newly signed laws let police employed by a public or regional airport authority to forfeit property without a criminal conviction or even a criminal charge, so long as it's valued at over $20,000. Once property is forfeited, state law lets the cops keep all of it, 100% of the proceeds in drug cases. It's a massive incentive to police for profit. Airports are already a massive cash cow for federal law enforcement, a trend that can only worsen after Michigan has loosened these safeguards. A 2016 investigation by USA Today found that between 2006 and 2015, DEA agents conducted over 430 cash seizures at the Detroit Metro Airport. All told, the DEA confiscated over $7.5 million in cash from just that one airport. That's the airport I fly into and out of most often. I don't travel through there with much cash very often, but I do go through there and I encounter those screeners. And I've got some crazy interactions I can talk about in a second. To fight back against unjust seizures, the Institute for Justice is currently litigating a nationwide class action lawsuit against the DEA and the TSA for violating the Fourth Amendment rights of thousands of air travelers each year. Their lawsuits already resulted in the DEA returning more than $82,000 to Terry Rollins, a retired railroad engineer who had his life savings confiscated, and the return of over $43,000 to Stacey Jones, who had her cash seized while flying home to Tampa. Neither of them were ever charged with a crime. Traveling with cash is not a crime. People regularly fly with large amounts of cash for a wide variety of completely legitimate reasons related to their business or personal finances. So there you go. But for some odd reason, the legislature in Michigan got together and all in consensus on passing this exception to the previous rules, and the governor signed it. And so, believe it or not, this is not even a political issue. People say, Steve, you shouldn't talk about politics. This is people on both sides of the aisle. Both sides. Everyone agrees we should crack down on cash at airports. Why not crack down on cash in I-94, which is the road that goes across the bottom of the state? Because people traveling, say, from New York to Chicago or vice versa, be traveling that road. Are there really that many people flying into and out of Detroit Metro Airport who are bringing cash with them because they're committing a crime? Really? And I don't know what prompts someone to sit down and go, you know what we should do? We should crack down on airports. Again, I understand that people might commit crimes. And cash often is used in a crime. But that's why you have criminal asset forfeiture. So you catch somebody involved in a transaction that is criminal in nature. You arrest them. You seize the cash as part of the arrest, and after they're convicted, you bring an action to make them forfeit the money. Most people go, that makes complete sense. Why don't they do that? Well, they'd make less money. They make more money by just seizing cash from everybody, and they just assume you're a criminal if you've got cash. What kind of person has cash? Obviously criminals. So, I don't know what to tell you. I apologize. I'm sorry. If you're traveling in the future, you might want to avoid Michigan if you need to use an airport. I live here, and I've got places to go, and I might be flying out of Detroit Metro Airport. I won't be carrying cash on me. I won't. And, you know, the interesting thing is, ever since, of course, 9/11, the security airports has been stepped up. And most people understand why that is. And TSA is this new entity that oversees the security at airports. And so a lot of people have heard that TSA spotted somebody carrying cash, and next thing you know, money gets forfeited. So people assume that TSA has some kind of police authority. They don't. They have security authority. They're the ones who oversee the security at the checkpoints to get through the metal detectors. That's TSA. So what happens is that when TSA sees someone carrying cash, nothing for them to do because it's not a security issue, they call the police or the feds and say, hey, we just spotted somebody carrying cash. Come on in, grab it. You can grab it. It's yours. And so they have become the de facto watchman for the various police agencies that do this. And so I've never felt friendly towards the TSA. And the weird part is that I understand the job they do. So they say, Mr. Leto, take off your shoes and your belt and put them on a tray and run them through an x-ray. I got no problem with that. But you know there's that rule about how you can't carry more than like 3.3 fluid ounces onto a plane of a liquid? A couple years back, I was traveling and I threw an almost empty toothpaste tube into my carry-on for my, you know, personal items. And I'm going through the TSA, and I see the guy look at something, and he takes my bag and tosses it to the side and goes, "You, over here." So I go over here. This guy's TSA. I got to get to my flight. And the guy holds the toothpaste tube up like this, as if he's holding something that might explode or bite somebody. He goes, "What's this?" I go, "A toothpaste tube?" And he goes, "How many ounces are in it?" And I go, I didn't weigh it, but it appears to be almost empty. And I understand fluid ounces are not weight, but don't go there. He goes, "No, this tube is capable of holding more than the 3 ounces you're allowed. This cannot go on the plane." I go, "Okay, throw it away. I don't care. I can buy more toothpaste." He goes, "You don't understand how serious this is. Now, you don't want to mess with somebody who's got that kind of authority over you. So you try to be diplomatic. You try. So I look at the guy and I go, "I'm sorry. Throw it away." And he goes, "You understand. I can put you in that room right there, make you sit there for an hour and miss your flight. You understand that, don't you?" Hadn't thought about it, but sure, I guess so. It's not what I said. That's what I thought. I said, "Yes, you could." Takes the toothpaste tube, throws it in the garbage, shoves my stuff back, and he goes, "Get out of here." Talk about a power trip. And I've had people suggest to me that in the grand scheme of law enforcement, the most talented people in law enforcement get the jobs of state police, FBI, Department of Justice, things like that. The top rung, the top tier, the quality recruits, the best you can get those jobs. And as you work your way down the ladder, you have towards the bottom security guards at malls, Paul Blart. I think below that, you've got TSA. That's just been my experience. I've had some other odd events happen with TSA, but the toothpaste tube was the one, where the tube did not have 3.3 ounces in it, but it could have had in an earlier life. And therefore, he could have locked me in a room for an hour just to make me miss my plane to teach me a lesson. He could have. So I've gone off on a tangent there, I'm sorry. But the new Michigan law that lets cops seize cash at airports is ridiculous, does not require a crime, and yes, it's a carve-out, it's an exception, it's a loophole, but a bad one, that applies just to airports in Michigan, just to the airports. Why? Who knows? It's a cash grab, and I'm apologizing right now on behalf of the state. I love the state of Michigan, but occasionally I do really, really stupid things in Lansing, and that right there is one of them. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The bicycle is a curious vehicle. Its passenger is its engine.